Just now, brother said, Happy New Year to you.
而且我们知道我们在去年都经过了神很大的恩典和保守。
Also, we know that for the past year, we have gone through the protection and grace from God.
我们中间不少弟兄姐妹昨天都有去参加那个同工的聚会。
A lot of us went to the ministry meeting, yesterday.
在那里看见每个弟兄姐妹他们在那里数算主的恩典的时候，我们真的心里充满感激。
When we saw each brother and sister were counting the blessings yesterday, we're full of joy and thanksgiving.
那今天我的弟兄又选了一首非常合适的诗歌。
And today our brother has selected a very good hymn.
他说，告诉我们说，这是新的一年的开始。
Says this is the beginning of a new year.
是我们可以来领受新的恩典的一年。
A year that we can receive new blessings.
也是我们受训练的新的一年。
A year that we can receive new training.
我们很感谢主。因着他奇妙的安排，我们竟然会在这个地方，用到现在这个地方来奉主的名聚集。
Thank God's arrangement that we could still be using this place and gather together to worship Him under His name.
实在说起来，我们从来都没有一个什么很详尽的计划，要怎么做。
Actually, we had never planned for this.
因为我们知道，如果我们自己计划的，肯定不会有多少好的结果。
We know if we act out of own planning, there will not be a good outcome.
但是我们每次都是顺着主在环境中的安排和带领，我们跟从他一步一步来往前走的时候。
But as we follow God's plan.Step by step, according to the circumstances.
虽然其中可能有些的难处
although there might be hindrance or difficulties.
但是过了一阵，你回头来看，你就会发现奇妙的恩典把我们带了过来。
Yet afterwards, when you look back, you only see His amazing grace that had led you to today.
而且它有个非常美的效果是什么呢？
And the beautiful effect is this.
没有人可以自夸。
That no one can boast.
没有一个人敢说，看我们多好的计划，我们成功了。
No one dares to say, look, we have succeeded according to our beautiful plan.
我们总是能够常常的回顾的时候，只能觉得说，神啊，好奇妙。
When we look back, all we could say is, God, it's truly amazing.
今天新的一年，我会继续讲到。盼望这个题目。
In the beginning of this new year, I will continue on my topic of hope.
因为我在最近主许可的话，我们在一起会看希伯来书十一、十二、十三。
God permit, we will look together the book of Hebrews chapter 11, 12 and 13.
我们把十一章定为信心的题目。
Chapter 11 talks about faith.
我们把十二章定为盼望的题目。
The topic for chapter 12 is hope.
把十三章定为爱的题目。
And chapter 13, it is love.
那十二章上一次我们已经讲了。
And we already talked about chapter 12 last time.
今天会继续在这里讲第十二章。
We shall continue on chapter 12.
当我们讲到盼望的时候。
As we talk about hope.
十二章一开始就告诉我们，我们是要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
The beginning of chapter 12 tells us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
我不知道你新年中有多少的愿望跟祈求。
I don't know how many wishes and prayers you have for this new year.
但是圣经中有给我们非常非常明确的 就是我们是有荣耀盼望的人。
The Bible has made it clear that we are a group of people who have a glorious hope.
你如果问我说我每年新年有个什么盼望的话，
If you ask me every year what is my New Year wishes,
我真的能如实地告诉你，
I can truly tell you as a fact,
几乎都是差不多的那一个的祷告。
That prayer is almost the same every year.
我是祈求说，主啊，愿你快来。
I ask God that, Lord, may you come quickly.
我巴不得2021年没完，你已经回来。
I really hope that you've already come before the end of 2021.
我个人相信。
I personally believe.
不止我们那些渴望主的人希望他快点回来。
Not only we who long for his coming wish this.
我也心里很相信，主也盼望快快的回来。
I believe in my heart that the Lord himself wants to come back quickly.
虽然世界上的人会讥笑我们，
Although we can be mocked at by the world.
你们等了2000年了，他都不来。
You've been waiting for 2000 years, and yet he still not come.
但是彼得自为盼望的使徒就告诉我们说，
Yet Peter, this apostle with hope, tells us.
主不是不愿意来。
It is not that the Lord does not will to come.
有两个因素让他必须迟延。
The two things that cause his delay.
一个是他不愿意一人成人。
First is, he's not willing for even one person to fall.
在等候，叫那些罪人可以悔改。
He waits patiently so that the sinners can repent.
弟兄姐妹，你发现吗？
Brothers and sisters, have you discovered?
每次遭遇一些灾难的时候，
Every time we see disasters coming,
其实我都觉得是主在叫世界的人说，快点悔改，何必灭亡呢？
It is actually a wake-up call from the Lord to the worldly people. Repent, do not be destroyed.
但是同样你会很伤痛的发现，不管情形多恶劣，罪人的心被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
Yet you will also discover with grief that no matter how bad the situation is, the sinner's heart is blinded by the corruption.
甚至到了启示录，你还能看见一般的人在灾难的当中，他们仍然说，应着景象的说。
Yet even in the book of Revelation, you see a group of people, their heart is hardened.
他们就是不悔改。
And they would not repent.
他们更加的说亵渎的话，狂傲的话。
They blaspheme even more.
世人是这样的无知。
This is the ignorance of the world.
因为这世界的神弄瞎了他们的心眼，成为了他们心里那个抵挡神的坚固的营垒。
Because their heart is blinded by the God of this world, and they become the enemy, the hard fortress of God.
所以教会受托付，蒙恩的罪人都受托付。
So this is committed to the church and to the sinners saved by grace.
就是要去叫醒那些在糊涂中的罪人。
To wake up these sinners fallen into confusion.
我们中间很多弟兄姐妹都有一个同样的感觉。
A lot of us share the same burden.
神把我们放在这里。
That God has placed us here.
我们就有责任在这个地方来传扬主的福音。
So we have the responsibility to share his gospel in this place.
我们也再三地说，传福音不是单单用言语去传福音。
And we emphasize again and again, we preach not just by words.
传福音是用你的生命去传福音。
We preach the gospel with our lives.
人看见这里有一帮人与众不同。
When people observe that there's a group of people here who are different.
一个最大的特点是他们能够彼此相爱。
The biggest character of this is they could love one another.
一个特点是世界对他们没有多大的吸引力。
And the world could no longer attract them.
有一个特点就是他们追求的与众不同。
That what they pursue is different from what other people is pursuing.
所以我们在这里的确的说准确，就是我们是主的见证的灯台。
So precisely speaking, we are the the witness, the testimony of God.
那么这个灯台就必须常常被点亮，才不会熏到别人难受的火把头。
And this testimony of lampstands should be kindled or lit all the time, so that we will not become a smoking torch which produce bad smell for other people.
第二个男主主早日回来的原因。
The second reason that had delayed Lord's second coming is
就是教会还没成熟。
That the church has not matured.
你我的生命还没长成。
Your life, our lives have not been matured and grown up.
想想主拯救我们以后。
Think of this.After the Lord saved us,
他就一直的在抚养，在看护，要我们在他里边成长。
He had been nurturing and caring for us so that we can grow in Him.
但是如果我们一直像个小孩子一样，他婚宴的日子怎么能够来到呢？
Yet if we always stay at the status of a little baby, how can His day of feast come.
他巴不得我们长成基督的丰满的身量。
How badly he hoped that we can grow into the maturity of the Christ.
就是说我们的生命更加的成熟了。
Which means our life could be more mature.
我们的身量更加的丰满了。
Our measurements could be full.
新郎很快就会来迎接他的新妇。
Then the bride will come to welcome his, the groom will come to welcome his groom.
所以今天我们还一起用短短的时间来思考在希伯来书后半段关于这个盼望对我们的一些提醒和警告。
So let's take this a little time to ponder on the warnings and the teachings from the second half of the chapter 12 of the book of Hebrews.
我先从14节念到17节。
So, starting from verse 14, I'll read until 17.
你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能降属，又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，因此叫众人玷染污秽，恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗如蚁兆的，他因一点的食物把自己长子的名分卖了，后来想要承受父所逐的福，仅被弃绝，虽然好哭切望，却得不着门路，使他父亲的心意回转，这是你们知道的。当我们都有一个这样荣耀的盼望，而且我们朝着这个盼望来追求的时候，
When we all have this glorious hope and we move forward according to, to pursue towards this goal.
他提到我们要追求与众人和睦。
It mentions here, make every effort to live in peace with all men.
这里所讲的不是单单跟你说保持大家不要吵架。
It doesn't only mean that keep in peace, do not quarrel with each other.
它有一个意思是尽你所能的想尽各种的办法来成为别人的好处。
It means try your best and make every effort to become the benefit of other people.
这也就是我们常常在说到的个人不要单求自己的益处。
It's also what we always mention that do not always seek for your own interest.
要求别人的益处。
But ask for others' interest.
竭力的追求彼此的相爱。
Try hard to pursue love one another.
同时当我们追求和睦的时候他就告诉你要追求圣洁。
At the same time, when you pursue living peace with all men, it also asks you to pursue holiness.
我们上次也有稍微提到，在跟从主这条路上，有一个很重要的，就是我们必须
We mentioned briefly that on our way to pursue the Lord, we must be holy.
因为非圣洁，没有人能见主。
Because without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
我们上次也提到，圣洁有一个是恩典，我们在主里边已经得着的。
We also mentioned holiness. On one hand, it is a grace that we already receive from the Lord.
因为当我们蒙拯救的时候，我们已经被称为圣洁。
Because after we are saved, we're called holy.
然后圣洁还有一个是今天在进行的。
Holiness has also another meaning, which is being done today.
是你我今天必须竭力去追求的。
It is the goal that you and me must try hard to pursue.
或者说是在今天生活上我们的责任。
Or it is a responsibility for our daily living.
主已经把圣洁放在你的生命中。
Our Lord has placed the holiness in our life.
我们因为披戴耶稣，我们在神面前已经成为圣洁。
We're clothed with Jesus, so we become holy in front of God.
但是同时，圣经就告诉我们，你要把里边这一个圣洁，这一个救恩给实行出来。
Yet at the same time, the Lord demands us to practice holiness.
所以有人常常会觉得怎么会这么矛盾？因为他那里是说要把你们的救恩给行出来。
So some people might be confused, but it actually says you must practice, live out the salvation. Live out the holiness to accomplish.
既然都是恩典，为什么又要我做呢？
And you think it is all God's grace. Why do I need to do anything? I have repeated again and again here.
我们对于福音朋友，我们一再告诉他不要凭行为企图得救。
For gospel friends, we tell them, do not expect to be saved with your deeds.
在人的里边，再好的良善都没有功劳。
The best beautiful goodness has no merit.
唯独信靠主是我们得救的根源。
Only believing in the Lord is the root of our salvation.
但是对于已经接受主的救恩的人，有了主生命的人
，For those who have already received the life of the Lord,
我们会像雅各书里边所告诉我们的，你要竭力让里边那个生命活出来，不是你活。
Just like James tells us, live out the life in you, not live it by yourself.
你不要满足在你里边主的生命的活。
But do not prevent the Lord's life in you to live out.
所以一个基督徒同时就有了一个责任。
So the Christian have a responsibility.
把里边的生命给活出来。
To live out the life in you.
然后我们的盼望是什么？
Then,
来的时候。
What is our hope when the Lord comes?
我们就会全然的像他。
We will be like him completely.
像他那样全然的美丽和圣洁。
To be like him so beautiful and so holy.
那个是盼望中的圣洁。
That is the holiness that we hope for.
所以每次他在这里讲到要跟众人和睦的同时。
So every time the same time he mentions make effort to live in peace with all men.
他会同时提到要追求圣洁。
He mentions to be holy in the same time.
我们在基督里边的和睦。
The peace in Christ.
不像世人那么简单。
It's not as simple as the peace of the worldly people.
送送礼，请请吃饭。
That we will give some presents to each other and have meals with each other.
这个不是不能做哈。
It's not that we can't do this.
但是这个不是主题。
Yet this is not the point.
而是圣洁的来往。
Rather, to associate with each other in holiness.
然后他就跟着警告一个事情。
Then there's a warning.
你们要谨慎。
Be Be careful.
恐怕有人失了神的恩。
In case that someone might lose God's grace.
恩典我们都得了。
Yes, we all receive His grace.
希伯来书是一般已经领受神恩典的人说的。
The book of Hebrew talks to a group of people who received the grace.
神的恩已经临到你，临到我。
God's grace has come upon you and me.
但是你我会可能失去。
But there's a chance that you and me might miss the grace of God.
当我们不宝贵它。
If we do not cherish it.
当我们轻视它。
If we despise at it.
当我们不让这个救恩在我们身上继续做工的时候。
If we do not allow this salvation to continually work in us.
有可能失去这个恩。
It is possible that you may miss the grace of God.
他这里讲了一个非常简单，但是我们都十分熟悉的人物。
It talks about one person who we are all very familiar with.
他说恐怕有淫乱，
He said,
有贪爱世俗如以扫的，他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了。
He said, see that no one is sexually immoral or is godless like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights as the oldest son.
我觉得这个提醒非常非常必要。
This reminder is very necessary.
也非常非常实际。
Very practical too.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们读创世纪的时候知道以扫是长子。
Genesis tells us that Esau is the eldest son.
照以色列人的规矩，长子他拥有这个整个家里的继承权。
The Israelite tradition gives the oldest son the inheritance rights.
他可以比别人有双倍的祝福。
He can inherit a double portion of the blessings from the family. And Esau had this inheritance right upon birth.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们已经蒙了拯救，蒙了重生的人，我们也是长子的名分。
We who have been born again, who received the salvation,
我们也是非常清楚的，可以承受长子的名分和双倍的祝福。
We also the oldest son who had inheritance rights, which gives us a double portion of blessing.
但是以扫给我们看见一件可怜的事情。
Yet Esau showed us a very pitiful thing.
他是一个非常勤劳、肯干的、忠实的人。
He's hardworking. He's loyal.
他常常喜欢出去打猎。
He liked hunting.
然后他还很孝顺，常会把打猎的东西煮来给他爸爸吃。
And he honored his parents. He always cooked his game for his father.
但是他偏偏就少了一样东西。
Yet he just missed one thing.
他不看重长子的名分。
He took light of his inheritance rights.
这是人的悲剧。
It's his tragedy.
越有本事的人越有这种危险。
The more capable, the more danger you might have.
世界的口号就是人要自己救自己。
The slogan of this world is you save yourself.
不靠什么神仙皇帝。
You don't need to rely on any God.
许多的人就是说我的前途是我自己把握的。
A lot of people say, I can take control of my future.
我用不着靠任何人。
I don't need to rely on anyone.
想想看，这种思潮是不是这个世代非常清楚的思潮？
Is this school of thoughts very clearly demonstrated in this world?
学校这样叫我们，社会这样叫我们。
The school, the society taught us this.
我们总是觉得我有本事，我有可能，我要靠自己。
We always think I am so capable. I rely on myself only.
他偏偏不看重那一个。长子的名分。
Yet Esau even despised his birthright.
长子的名分不是努力得来的。
It is not that easy to receive your birthright.
而是生命产生的。
It is produced by life.
结果他有一次打猎回来累死了。
Once he was so tired back from hunting.
他弟弟比他狡猾的多了。
And his brother was more cunning.
他弟弟一直想我怎么就是这么差劲没有得到长子的名分。
His brother always think about how come I didn't receive the birthright.
所以他弟弟很狡猾的。
So his brother was very, very smart.
他刚好呢煮好了红豆汤。
He cooked a stew of red beans.
而他哥哥呢打猎回来累的真的快要晕了。
And happened to be his brother was so tired and almost collapsed after hunting.
他弟弟说给我一碗红豆汤。
And he said to his brother, give me that red bean soup.
他弟弟说
his brother said,
你知道以色列人很会做生意中国人也会的。
You know, Israelites, just like Chinese, they are very good at doing business.
从来不失去机会的。
They never lose any chance.
他说那你把长子的名分卖给我。
He said, how about this? You sell your birthright to me.
我就给你红豆汤吃。
Then I'll give you the stew.
你要吃多少就吃多少。
You can eat no matter how much you want.
你知道当时这个以扫的回答很稀奇。
It is very weird how Esau has replied to that.
他说我都快要死了长子名分有什么用
He said, I'm dying. What's birthright good to me?
你要就给你
If you want, yeah, you can take it.
快把红豆汤拿过来
So he took the soup and drank.
圣经给他的评注是他根本就不看重这一件
The comment in the Bible for Esau was, So Esau despised his birthright.
在他的心目里边看不见的未来没有意思。
In his heart, the future that he could not see doesn't mean anything to him.
今天多少基督徒在讲这句话。
Actually, so many Christians are saying the same thing today.
不要讲那遥远的，讲今天吧。
Don't talk about future far away. Talk about today.
下一顿饭怎么开吃什么
？What am I eating for the next meal?
这是以扫的思想和态度。
This is how Esau thought.
很多时候我们认为我们是追求最现实的事情。
A lot of time we believe that we should be pursuing the most practical things.
但是我们却不自觉地把我们那个荣耀的身份和福分都给忽略了。
Then without knowing, we despise our glorious position.And identity.
我们有多少的追求，多少的生活，恰恰在证明我们是在乎红豆汤更多。
So many of our life deeds has proved that we actually only pay attention to this lentil stew.
如果是福音朋友，岂有可忍？
It's easier for me to understand if you are a gospel friend.
因为他没尝过主恩的滋味。
Because they never tasted.
他不知道长子的名分是多好的一件事。
They never tasted grace of God. They didn't know how good.
所以你说他传福音，他会对你说慢点，等我搞好我三顿饭以后再说。
So if you preach gospel to them, they'll say, "Wait a moment, let me just prepare my meal first."
等我赚够了钱，我退休了，我一定来信耶稣的。
After I've earned enough money, and I will come to believe in Jesus.
但是弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过？
But brothers and sisters, have you thought about this?
在你我的生命当中，有多少比我们所得的长子的名分被我们看重的多？
In our lives, how many more things other from the birthright, we pay too much attention to them?
所以因为这样，很多世上的事有一点点的波动，我们整个人就会被颠倒。
When the things of this world changes or shook a little bit, then we would feel so much.
我们没有说出来，但是我们心里的表现，让我们真的看见跟以扫差不了多远。
Even we didn't speak it out, but the reaction in our heart showed us that
我都快要死了。
We're not much different from Esau. I'm about to die. What's a birthright good to me?
就用红豆汤，现实点，跟我换吧。
Let me just take the suit.The lentil stew, it's more practical.
但是故事的后边告诉我们一个悲惨的结局。
Yet after this story, we see a very tragic consequence.
因为这碗红豆汤吃完以后，后天还会饿的。
Because even after you have this lentil stew, you will become hungry again tomorrow.
后天他醒过来了。
And day after tomorrow, when he woke up,
他却知道他真实的不知不觉中就把长子的名分给卖了。
He realized that without knowing, he sold his birthright.
结果他虽然哀哭流泪，也没法挽回这个的事实。
And he could not bring about any change, of the fact, even though he sought with tears.
得不着门路，让父亲的心意回转。
He could not find a way to change the mind of his father.
他在这里，希伯来书的作者警告我们。
Author of the book of Hebrew warned us.
他说这件事是你们都知道。
He said, you all know this event.
我愿意提醒你们。
I'm willing to remind you.
千万要小心。
Be careful.
不要为了眼前一点点的利益。
Do not for the sake of a little benefit in front of you.
不要因为自己现实的一些的软弱。
For the sake of your weakness in the practical world.
你就以为这个救恩，这个长子的名分不能吃，不能用。
You thought that you can't eat or use the birthright.
你的福分是在天父那里啊。
But your blessing is in the Heavenly Father's hand.
那一个福分是根本人心想象不透的。
That blessing cannot be fathomed by man.
千万千万不要让今天今世短暂的利益跟我们的欲望把我们的福分给出来。
Never, never let the temporary joy and the desire from this world to make you miss the grace of God.
他还说，恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们。
He said also that see to it that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many.
毒根是什么样的形状呢？
What does a bitter root look like?
毒根是埋在地底下的。
It is buried underground.
外边暂时看不见。
Outwardly, you cannot see it.
但是你许可毒针、毒根存在里边的时候，
But if you allow the bitter root grow in you,
它迟早会结出让你痛苦的果实。
Sooner or later, it will produce painful fruits.
毒根是什么呢？
What is bitter root?
是隐藏在我们心里那些不洁的思想、嫉妒、怨恨、骄傲、自私。
It is jealousy, bitterness,pride, selfishness that are hidden inside us.
弟兄姐妹，圣经告诉我们要留意你的心，保守你的心，胜过一切。
The Bible tells us to watch and guard our heart more than anything else.
如果你心里偷偷的仰望着某一种的偶像，
If you secretly desire one form of idol，
如果你心里偷偷的嫉妒着某些的人，
If you secretly feel jealous about someone in your heart，
你怨恨着某些的人，
If you secretly hate someone in your heart，
但是虽然外边没有表现出来，
Although you didn't show outwardly，
它迟早要长出让你来不及躲避的果实。
Sooner or later, it will grow up and produce fruits that you don't have time to avoid.
真的不要以为我同时可以拥有主的生命，我还可以同时享受我自己的人生。
Do not even expect to think that you can own both the Lord's life and also enjoy your own life.
许多的偶像不是从外边开始的。
A lot of the idols does not start from outside.
许多的偶像是从根部开始的。
Many idols grow from the root.
弟兄姐妹，让我们在彼此相爱、追求圣洁的这件事上。
Brother and sister, let us live in peace and pursue holiness.
要小心的，不让毒根在我们里边有机会。
And at the same time, be careful not to give any chance to the bitter root.
下边他继续的警告。
It continues to warn us.
你们不是来到那一个能摸的山，此山有火焰、密云、黑暗、暴风、脚声和说话的声音。
You have not come to a mountain that can be touched, and that is burning with fire, to darkness, gloom, and the storm.
他前一半说到的是律法颁下来的西乃山。
In the first half, it talks about the Mount Sinai where the law was given.
甚至连这个传递信息的摩西，他都要说：“我甚是恐惧战惊。”
Even Moses, who was passing this information, he said, "I am trembling with fear."
但是紧跟着他就给我们一个安慰的话。
And then it has sent the words of comfort.
你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷。
He said, "You have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem."
那里有什么呢
？And where? What does it have there?
我们来到天上的耶路撒冷，就是主耶稣召我们在他里边的聚集。
It is the heavenly Jerusalem, which is the place that the Lord calls us to assemble before Him.
他说到这一个新耶路撒冷就是锡安山。
He said the new Jerusalem is Mount Zion.
那里有千万的天使。
There has thousands upon thousands of angels.
那里有许多忠心服侍主的天使在那里。
Many, many angels who serve the Lord faithfully.
我们将会跟这些人在一起。
We will be with them. We will be with those angels.
而且呢，那里有名录在天上诸长子之会所聚的总会。
There also has the church of the firstborn.Whose names are written in heaven.
那里有审判众人的神和被救赎之义人的灵魂。
There also has God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of the righteous men made perfect.
你看到我们的荣耀的盼望包含有多少多少的丰盛在里边吗？
Did you see the abundance of our glorious hope?
首先那是一座有根有基的城，是神所经营建造的。
First of all, it is a city with foundation operated by God.
在那里有那些诸长子之会所聚的总会。
There has the church of the firstborn whose names are written in heaven.
我刚才说到，我们都是诸长子的名分的人。
I mentioned that we are all firstborns.
因为我们接受了主耶稣，在我们里边，主就是那个长子。
Because we've received the Lord's salvation. Our Lord is the... We not only have the status, but we also have the life. There is God who judges all men. This has made us be cautious that there's not only salvation. And we also need every single believers will face the judgment seat. We do not receive eternal judgment. But we are to receive awards in the house of God according to our daily
deeds.这一个长子的名分。
But some people, because they despise their firstborn rights.
他失去了与主一同在荣耀里边享受国度的那个荣耀的部分。
They've lost the blessing, the glorious blessing that they could enjoy in the kingdom of God.
而且神要按我们所行的来报应我们。
And God will repay us according to what we do on the earth.
所以我们行事为人该当怎样的谨慎和敬虔。
So how should we live a life which is pious and cautious?
因为摆在前边的荣耀是一个事实。
Because on one hand, the glory is ahead of us.
条件也是清清楚楚的。
The conditions are also very clear.
那里有一个最让我们可以得着吸引和希望的是
One thing that attracts us most
有新约的中保耶稣
is that Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, is there.
以及所杀的血
And also the sprinkled blood is there.
血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
This blood speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
我们可以知道说，你我今天的生活里边，我们常有这样那样的失败、跌倒。
We all know that we have this and that failure in our daily life.
但是我们有一位中保。
But we have this mediator.
就是耶稣，我们的主。
Jesus, our Lord.
他现在不只成就了救赎，成就了救恩，然后坐在天父的右边。
He not only accomplished the salvation and sat down the right hand side of our heavenly Father.
他在那里还常常顾念我们的软弱。
He also cared for our weakness.
因为当他做人的时候，他凡事受过试探。
Because he was tempted in all ways.While he was a human,
他体恤你我所有的软弱。
He understand all our weakness.
他说过，天父赐给他的羊，他要保守他们，都完完全全的在那一日可以侍立在他的面前。
He said the sheep that the Godfather gave to him, he will protect him until the day that those sheep would stand before God.
只要我们不拒绝他。他总有能力保守我们欢欢喜喜的侍立在他的宝座前。
He promised that as long as we don't reject him, he will protect us until the day that we joyfully stand before his throne.
然后
Then,
他说到我们将要得着的是一个不能被震动。
He said, what we will receive is a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
因为摩西在西乃山颁布法律律法的时候
Because when Moses gave the Lord on top of Mount Sinai,
整个地都震动了
The whole ground shook.
然后我们看见在历史中许多的时候地上很多东西都被震动了
Throughout the history, we also saw many times the ground, the earth shook.
今天我们也被一种看不见的病毒在震动中。
We're also being shaken by an invisible movement.
但是我们要感恩的是主应许我们要得着不能被震动的国。
But we're thankful because God has promised us a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
因为如今他应许说
Because now his promise is,
下一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。
Once more I will shake not only the earth but also the heavens.
这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要被挪去，使那不能被震动的长存。
The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain.
然后希伯来书的作者在这里就给我们一个非常非常好的劝告。
Then the author of the book of Hebrew gave us a very good encouragement.
所以你们既得了不能震动的国 就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔敬敬畏的心侍奉神。
Therefore, since we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你知道你我所得的是那个不能被震动的果。
Brothers and sisters, if you know that what we have received is a kingdom that cannot be shaken,
如果你宝贝你所得的长子的名分和祝福，
if you cherish the blessing and the status of your birth, firstborn right,
我们就不会被这些会震动的东西震动。
We would then not be shaken by those shakeable things.
因为我们得了不能被震动的。
Because we have gained a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
那既然是这样，我们就当有感恩的心。
Now that it is like this, we should be thankful.
感恩不是骄傲。
Being thankful is not being proud.
感恩恰恰是一个谦卑的心。
On the contrary, it is from a humble heart.
感恩不是整天向人炫耀你有什么。
Being thankful is not boasting.
感恩是常常向人诉说主的恩在你我身上。
It is telling of God's grace to other people.
然后要照着神所喜悦的。
And then according to what pleases God.
用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉。
To worship him with reverence and awe.
因为我们的神乃是烈火。
Because our God is a consuming fire.
希伯来书有个特点。
The book of Hebrews has a characteristic.
它一面给你非常清晰的鼓励、盼望。
On one hand, it encourages you and gives you a hope.
它另一面给你非常严肃、可怕的警告。
On the other hand, it gives you a serious and dreadful warning.
我想这就是基督徒生活中必须留意到的两面。
I believe this is the twofold that a Christian need to pay attention to while he's living on this earth.
有些人整天只有一个敬畏的心。
Some people only has a heart of awe.
整天看到自己的罪恶不配。
And only focus on his sins and his unworthiness.
整天活在恐惧战惊的里边。
Living in trembles and fear.
你如何能够好好的在神面前献上感恩呢？
How can you then offer thankfulness before God?
有些人认为神既然是爱，我怎么样都可以。
While others thinking, God, now that God is love, I can do whatever I want.
想干什么就干什么。
I'll do whatever I like.
这也是危险。
It's also dangerous.
我们的神乃是烈火。
Our God is a consuming fire.
烈火将会烧去一切的草木和谐。
A consuming fire will burn up all the grass, the woods.
我们曾经说过，我们这些是神所建造的建筑。
We talked about that we are buildings that God operated and designed.
甚至我们有份于这一个的建筑。
We take part in this building.
保罗就说有些人用草木和谐在那里建造。
Paul said someone built a project with the grass and hay and wood.
用一些非常廉价的外边看起来很堂皇的东西。
Which is to say they use very cheap material yet look good.
但是审判那个日子来到的时候。
Yet when the judgment day is coming.
将会一无所存。
There will be nothing left.
同时有些是让金银宝石来建造的。
Well, other projects were built with gold, silver, and precious stones.
那些是说到是处乎神、处乎主的救赎、处乎圣灵的工作的建造。
It talks about the work of the Holy Spirit, the work that pleases God.
那些是非常精炼而且宝贵的。
Those are the precious work that can stand the trials.
但是你我的生活会提醒你的是
Yet what you and I, our life will remind us.
还没到天堂的时候
Before we reach heaven,
我们不会看见满街都是黄金的
We will not see the gold full of, on the street.
你会非常珍惜的把你的金银珠宝藏在保险箱里的
You will very carefully store your gold and silver and jewelry in the safe.
但是你会随时的愿意把你的玉瓶打碎
Yet at any time,
交在耶稣的身上
Yet, and any time you will be willing to break your alabaster, flask and pour your oil on God.
审判的日子要来到
When the judgment day is coming.
因为我们的神是烈火
Because our God is a consuming fire.
他不仅仅是审判。
Not only he is the judgment.
他也是炼净。
He's also purifying.
他藉着烈火也要烧掉我们身上许多的卑情下品。
Through this fire, he will also burn up all the lowly characters in our life.
那些从本性出来的自私、骄傲、虚假。
The selfishness, the pride, the vanity, all of our own natural, sinful nature.
对世界的名利的贪爱。
The greed of the world's fame.
对世界娱乐的追求。
The pursuit of the entertainment in the world.
他要把那些一切不能被存留的都给烧掉。
All these cannot remain and they will be burned up.
那个永存不能动摇的国。
The kingdom who last, that lasts forever and cannot be shaken. Ultimately, it talks about the nature of Jesus Christ, his life.
所以我跟大家一起共勉。
So I share this with everyone else.
为着摆在我们前边的荣耀。
For the glory that lays ahead us.
为着等候我们的主的快来
For the sake of waiting for our Lord to come
为着那个无法被动摇的城
For the unshakable city
为着我们将会面临烈火一样的神
For the God that is a consuming fire
我们为人该当怎样的圣洁敬虔切切的仰望神的日子到来。
How should we conduct our life in reverence and holiness and wait for his day to come?
我们恳求在新的一年里面。
We pray that in this new year,
神在我们生命中做更奇妙的工作。
God will work more wonderful deeds in our life.
我们一面为着过往，主到今天给我们那么多的恩典，献上感谢。
On one hand, we give thanks to God who has given us so much grace until today.
我们也为着我们中间还有那么多的缺陷不足，我们求主能够使用我们，被他的恩典经过。
For the lacking and shortcomings among us, we also pray that God will use us so that His grace will pass through.
不要成为拦阻神恩典的人。
So that we will not block the grace of God to pass through.
我盼望你我都有一个心志。
I hope that you and me will share this one heart.
不要整天喜欢盼望有某些特殊的恩典来应付特殊的需要。
Do not always expect or rely on some special grace to fall upon us in order to meet certain special needs.
记得把你自己奉献交给主，在主的手里，你我都能成为他荣耀的见证和器皿。
Remember to offer up yourself and commit yourself into his hand so that you will become his glorious vessel that bear testimony for him.
耶稣挑选十二个门徒的时候
When Jesus selected the 12 disciples,
我越想越觉得他是故意的
The more I think, the more I believe that he intentionally
他故意的选了十二个根本不被人看得上眼的
intentionally chose 12 ordinary people who are looked down upon by other ones,
半点本事都没有的,
who are not capable of anything.
但是耶稣让他们有一颗心,
yet Jesus had given them a heart
愿意把自己全然地交给主,
that is willing to submit themselves wholeheartedly to God.
除了那个一直保留着自己野心的加略人犹大,
except for Judah, the Iscariot Judah, who had his own ambition.
其他的十一位门徒都是把生命献上的忠诚。
All other 11 disciples had given their lives to God faithfully.
用这些平凡的生命成就了宇宙中最大的事情。
And our Lord has accomplished great things in the universe through those ordinary lives.
弟兄姐妹，不是我们能什么跟拥有什么。
Because it's not us who own anything and who can do anything.
但是你我都有一颗非常卑微的心。
But you and me, we all have a very humble heart.
我们必须愿意说，主，不要让我白度自身。
That is willing to say, Lord, do not let me to waste my whole life.
你想怎么用，让我对你没有抗拒，没有拦阻。
However you would like to use me, please help me to not resist you or reject you.
这是我在新年与大家的共勉。
These are the words for me, from me for this new year. Shall we bow and pray?
主耶稣，为着过往，我们献上感谢。
Lord Jesus, thank you for the past.
为着新年，我们来仰望你。
And for the new year, we look upon you.
因为我们知道你的确不只为我们成就了救赎。
Because we know you not only accomplished salvation for us.
而且你的确为我们预备一个永远的荣耀。
You also prepared for us a glorious eternal glory.
那长子的名分和祝福。
The blessing of the firstborn.
那不能被动摇的城。
The unshakable city.
那一个荣耀的国度。
The glorious kingdom.
那一个主永远的同在。
That forever lasting presence of our Lord.
主，我们真的羡慕那一个国度快快的来到。
Lord, we hope that that kingdom will come quickly.
我们真的羡慕你快快的回来，接我们跟你永远在一起。
We long for your quick returning so that you can take us into your glory.
但主为着这缘故，让我们珍惜宝贝今天。
Yet Lord, because of this, let us treasure today.
因为只有今天是我们能够向你忠心的日子。
Because today is the only chance that we can show you our faithfulness to you.
也只有今天我们能够被你来使用，被你自己来制作。
Only on today we can be used and be made and formed by you.
主，在新年你还留我们的每一天，就让我们能够与你忠心的来跟随你。
Lord, in this new year, while you keep us for one day, help us to follow you faithfully.
让你来更新我们。
So that you can renew us.
我们也为着在这里的聚会向你祷告。
We pray for this gathering, the congregation here.
主，你如果兴起，给我们看见有什么需要，你就用恩典来供应这一个的需要。
If you see we have certain needs, please supply us with your grace.
主，让我们的心能够对你说。
So that our hearts will say to you.
我在这里，求你差遣。
I'm here, Lord. Please send me.
我虽然不配，求主使用。
Although I'm unworthy, may you use me.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.